And joining us now on the ticket hotline to keep the Ranger talk going is the skipper, Bruce Bochy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys. How are y'all doing?
Okay, morning.
We're doing great. Thanks for the time. What are you up to this morning?
Well, I'm just sitting here whittling on a little piece of leather I pulled off a saddlebag, and I'm just kind of shaving it down into something I can chew on. Try to keep the existential dread away and the anxiety that I feel about the disappearing Western frontier. You know, where all the land is settled and there's no place I can just take my horse, where there's no cell service, just regular stuff, regular morning.
Just another morning.
Well, things are picking up. You guys are back to 500. You just swept the White Sox?
We did, and I'm glad we swept the White Sox. It's not a personal accomplishment for me, you know. I mean, it really just makes my artery-clogged heart swell just with happiness for this team. It's full of a great, great bunch of guys, and I just want to see them do well. You know, I feel a little paternal with Wyatt and some of the younger ones, you know. Matter of fact, I took Wyatt out knife throwing the other night just to have a father and son like talk.
Wow.
Yeah, just, you know, father and son talks that I grew up with, you know, where nothing really gets talked about directly, just kind of skirted around with sports talk and Lewis soul talk. And of course, I can't come right at and tell him that I love him and that I'm proud of him with my words. So I just try to convey a heart full of emotion with a half second glance and hope he gets it.
Well, you know, there's different ways to relate to players, I guess.
There is.
Hey, I don't know if you just heard your president, Chris Young, on the show, but he says that he's really encouraged by what he's seen and that he still believes in you and believes in this team.
I did hear that. I heard Chris say that. Now, it's good that he believes in our guys and what we're doing, and I do too. I believe in this team just like I believe in a good sip of whiskey or a fine cigar or a good quiet place to go and think about the girl that I wronged when I was young and too full of testosterone to appreciate her and what fidelity could mean to that relationship.
Oh my gosh.
But that her sister was just too good looking, and despite Whoa. The fact that neither of them spoke too good of English, you know, you try to apologize to them before their brother takes out after you with a gun and a heart full of vengeance on a 10-month-long chase in the foothills of Montana. You know, just simple things like that. I'm appreciative of.
That's quite a story from your past.
Much more than I thought we were going to get out of that.
But yeah, Chris is a good guy. I mean, he's a little too intellectual for his own good, I think, sometimes. You know, he thinks baseball, whereas I just kind of feel it, you know.
Right.
Before every game, I usually like to go into my manager's office and close my eyes in front of my poster of John Wayne, and I meditate, you know. Not in the snowflakey kind of way, you know.
Right.
Woo-woo kind of way. But just in the way where you imagine yourself being torn apart by coyotes and try to imagine what your last thought would be.
That's how you get ready for a game.
That's a weird thing to think about before a baseball game.
Brings everything into perspective. And I also like to use what I call the baseball force. You know, that's like a energy field created by all baseball living things that surrounds us and penetrates us and binds the league together.
Wow, okay.
Never heard about that.
Yeah.
That's never knew you were like that. This is the Rangers manager Bruce Bochy with us here on the ticket. You turned 70 a couple of months back. How long are you going to manage?
I am getting a little older. Don't think I'm going to do it too much longer. I don't think I can do it too much longer. I got a hitch in my giddy up, as you see me, as I kind of limp out there like a horse been rode too hard. But but I really, you know, and I'm getting towards the end of my life. I don't want to be dour or morose on it, but I just want to have a few years at the end of my life to just kind of be on my own and wander the desert with a canteen and a copy of a Ronald Reagan biography. That's me. I'm just your grandfather. I'm everybody's baseball grandfather around here.
So, yeah, right.
And I think people appreciate that, and they do.
We don't. What?
I'm going to let y'all go now.
Well, hey, good luck the rest of the season, Skip.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
That was George that said that, but thank you. All right, there he goes, Bruce Bochy.